from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome in. This is Fair or Foul. We do this every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we're already behind it. Let's pass it over to our fantastic producer, Shotzi.
Oh, hold on, I have one thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I just said that because we were behind it.
You're thanks, so Joe.
Yeah, yeah, just, thanks, just Joe. Push me farther behind. I will go as fast as I can, but it is hot out. All right, how about some more vocal improvisation for us, Patrick? Ready, go. All right, I'll move on. I have nothing to match that.
I am 1080 The Fan.
I will say something dirty and end up getting fired. All right, guys, fair or foul number one. A player having a very good, I would say, bounce back season after a couple of down years. Former MVP Christian Yelich for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Love Yelich.
He's been batting well this year. So, guys, fair or foul, was looking at his career statistics compared to this year. Fair or foul, Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich has the highest batting average of his career so far this season. So to this point in 2024, I am saying fair or foul, it is higher than any of his other years of batting average in Major League Baseball.
I'm going to say fair, because the last time I checked, the dude was batting like 320 or something like that. Like 315, 320, 324. I felt like Schultz was just about to give me a nod. Like, yep, you're right.
Yeah,
yep, you nailed it, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian Yelich, I think this is fair. Best average of his career so far.
You know what's funny is I've always loved Christian Yelich. When he was on Miami before he got traded to Milwaukee, I was in a fantasy league, a keeper league that actually dissolved. And my two guys were this young outfielder for the Marlins named Christian Yelich and this young starter for the Rays named Blake Snell. And I was like, this team is on the right path. And then it dissolved. I love Christian Yelich. I am so happy he is an all-star starter. I think he has finally come into it. Injuries have played a part in it. And also he's on a Brewers team that is kind of like a grind kind of team. You know, he has been forced to be a grind kind of player and not an average home run guy that we thought he was when he was a kid. I'll join Joe in this. I think I'm wrong, But I'll join Joe in this just out of how much I love Christian Yelich. I'll say fair.
Nice. You guys both got it tonight. He is batting 331, so actually even way higher than you were saying, Joe, when you saw him at 315 or 320.
He was a trade candidate. He was a trade candidate at the beginning of the season. People thought the Brewers weren't going to be good. And here they are in first place, and part of that is Christian Yelich. I looked at it and was like, if Yelich is on the board, go get him. Go get him. And I'll tell you what, the Brewers right now are not trading Christian Yelich.
No, they're looking pretty smart because they probably wouldn't have given him up for much.
No, I think you could have got him in the offseason this year. I think you got him pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, he's hitting 331 through 67 games so far this season. Back in 2019, he hit 329. That is his highest career batting average to this point. Season before, hit 326.
He's an MVP, and let's not forget, they were like three outs from a World Series before the Dodgers got him, I believe the COVID year. I believe that's what it was.
That sounds about right. And he hit 12 homers.
Or 2021, I'm not sure. Maybe it was. It might be the year they lost. I think it's 19. I think it's the year they lost to the Nationals. The Dodgers did in the NLCS. But I think the Brewers were ready to beat the Dodgers to go to the NLCS, and they lost in the end.
All right, let's move on to fair or foul question number two, featuring Joe's Baltimore Orioles, because
Joe's O's.
It is. Well, it's about home runs, so
my
it kind of has to. It kind of has to feature the Orioles, because they're slamming them.
O's.
Slamming lots of whammies this year.
Slamming dongs.
That's right. Big dongs. The Marlins slamming smaller amounts of dongs. But the Baltimore Orioles, first in MLB in home runs, have double the amount of dongs as the last place team, the Miami Marlins. Fair or foul?
I'm going to go fair, just because that'd be cool. I believe in my O's. I'm Joe Fisher, and I approve of this message. This paid for the Joe Fisher for the Baltimore Orioles Foundation.
I will also say fair, and mostly for a different reason. I don't care about Joe's O's, but I do like Joe's kids, your real kids, and your O's kids.
Kids, plural.
I will say this is fair, mostly because I believe this is one of those preseason things that I was wrong. I think I remember talking about, like, them Marlins, they're going to be pesky. Boy, they're bad. They're bad. And the best trade piece they have is not exciting. I think that team is so bad compared to what we thought they could have been.
Who's their trade piece?
A little Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, I'd say Tanner Scott.
They won't trade him.
I think
he's under control.
They should.
They're like, we'll hold on to Tanner Scott.
They should.
I already gave up Birdie.
They'll trade him in 2 years because then they realize they're still bad. I'll say yes, because I think what's more surprising is not that the Orioles are this good and hitting this many home runs. I think what's surprising is the Marlins are this bad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah, Joe already answered. Sorry, he just like, because it would be fun. I kind of forgot that. My bad. It is fair. You guys both nailed it. Baltimore hits 147 home runs so far this season. Miami hitting 73, so double that would be 146.
That team's bad.
Unbelievable.
Like, Oakland,
Fisher, two for two today.
Oakland, Colorado, Chicago. I know those teams are bad, but we know why they're bad. I don't know why Miami is bad. But they are bad.
One manager of the year. So, yeah, like last year. I don't really know.
They're just bad.
All right, let's move to the other coast. The Los Angeles Dodgers, of course, in first place in the NL West, leading the Padres by 7 games. But it ain't all roses for them right now. They've got some issues, namely with pitchers being injured. And I'm talking like half their pitching staff.
And half of their starters. Bobby Miller got lit today.
Yes, he did.
And again.
He has not had a great season. I think his ERA is like something like 7 or 8 after that.
Oh, I'm aware. Three fantasy teams. I'm aware.
So sorry. Tyler Glasnow going on the
two
aisle.
Two of them are keepers.
Bobby Miller. Where is he? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, seriously. Tyler Glasnow on the aisle today as well with back issues.
Which is too bad because he probably could have been the starter for the National League.
You're right. And then they also already have Buehler and Yamamoto on the shelf as well. So they are dealing with thankfully, Gavin Stone, who I had no idea who he was, and Landon Mack.
On a fantasy team, Gavin Stone.
Stone.
Look at the roller coaster of emotions happening.
Yeah, right. The Dodgers.
The Dodgers season would be in the S-er if it weren't for these two no-name pitchers, because they have been holding steady at a 2+, 3-ish ERA, getting them wins, and then rounding out with James Paxton basically being relevant, you know, with a 4 ERA and allowing them to stay in it. But guys, with all of these injuries, fair or foul, the Dodgers need to trade for a starting pitcher by the deadline.
I'll start with this. I think the situation they're going through right now is an embarrassment of riches. I think Walker was going to struggle this year, whether it was out of the gate or go on the DL, things like that. I think Walker was going to struggle because it's going to take him some time to get back. Like, Tyler Glasnow had Tommy John, and it took him a little bit on Tampa to figure it out. And when he got to L.A., he was like, hey, I'm ready to go, and looks great. I think it's an embarrassment of riches. I think we're a little over our skis worrying about the Dodger starting pitching. At the beginning of the year, I was very critical of it. I didn't know what Yamamoto would be. I thought Kershaw was toast. I loved Miller and I loved Glasnow, but I didn't love anybody else. But Gavin Stone has come through. The Big Maple has been serviceable.
Yeah. Doing what he does.
I think this team is going to be fine, assuming Glasnow, Yamamoto, and Buehler are not long-term serious things. Because if they get those guys back with Kershaw and Miller or Stone, you've got a 6-man rotation. And the only team I know that has a better, if fully healthy, rotation than the Dodgers is the Seattle Mariners.
I'm going to say foul, that they will not make a move, I believe was how the question was.
Yeah, they need to. So, yeah, fair.
Okay, yes. Foul, because they're going to get a lot of these guys back by the end of the season. I think they are similar to this team that is on the TV right now, the Atlanta Braves. Just weather the storm, get to the playoffs, get Yoshi back, get Walker back, possibly get Clayton Kershaw back, which, you know, once it gets to the playoffs, I mean, God only knows what you're going to get there.
Bring him out of the pen.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
But Roberts won't do that because he's almost as bad as Boone.
So I think it's a matter of,
almost,
you know, weather the storm, get to the finish line of the season, and then see where, well, you can't really see where you're at then. But again, I think that Patrick is right. It's embarrassment of riches in that you have guys that are, they're banged up, they're bruised, but it's nothing you haven't dealt with before. In years past, they've had a lot of injuries like this in the pitching staff, and I think they'll get through it.
Gavin Stone's been cool.
Can I just add?
Gavin Stone's been really cool for them.
Technically, Otani's playing, but as far as pitching goes, he is on the 60-day injured list because he is not done recovering from Tommy John.
Yeah, I mean, next year you got Otani coming back. Let's not forget Mays coming back.
Yeah,
Gonsolin's
exactly
coming back. Like,
Clayton
this team
Kershaw's
is
still on the IL.
Stupid.
They've literally got 4 starting pitchers that are not pitching right now. That's fascinating.
4 potential aces.
Yeah. Yeah, all could be aces.
Three and Clayton Kershaw, a first ballot Hall of Famer, maybe the best lefty we've ever seen.
But yeah. I still, by the end of the season, this team can have a fully healthy Walker Buehler, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Tyler Glasnow going to the playoffs.
Yeah, you guys are right. Embarrassment of riches.
I think you'll be good.
I mean, Yamamoto, Glasnow, Stone, Miller, Kershaw, like... I'm only scared of the Mariners, but I'm not scared because their team hits, you know, like me.
By the way, on the Mariners, on pace to literally have the worst batting average of any team of all time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. I have never hit someone in my entire life, and I have a higher batting average than the Seattle Mariners.
That is I'm aware of this. Not anecdotal. They are literally on pace to have the worst combined team batting average in a single season of any team ever.
Imagine if they win the division.
People were looking at like them having the worst batting average of their own franchise history, which is only 50, 70 years long. No, now, ever.
We're looking at all time.
All time in ever, Brian, in ever.
In ever.
All right, and guys, fourth fair or foul question to wrap it up is about my Seattle Mariners.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch. And the season's over.
Sounds a lot like my baseball fandom. Mariners do lead right now over the Padres, bottom eight, 7-1. Cal Raleigh has actually gone off tonight for two-run whammies. And Julio Rodriguez going off tonight as well. Four hits so far. 4-for-4, actually. A solo jack, which was a long bomb. Looked like he put a lot into that swing. And then a couple of RBIs as well, a double and a single. But guys, Julio seems to be so up and down at the plate this year, hitting .256, hit his ninth home run today with that solo jack. Y'all made the comment last week that the home run derby seems to charge him up, so I ask you, fair or foul, Julio, there's two more slots to go in the home run derby. He should participate in this year's home run derby. He only has 9 home runs, though. Fair or foul?
Foul. He had his moment last year in Seattle. I think he can have some other dudes that are more deserving of it this year.
Are you talking about deserving, or are you talking about how this would engage Julio?
And it kind of did last year. After the All-Star break, home run derby, he got out of his slump a little bit. But again, I just think that the moment worked for him as well, just being in Seattle, the All-Star game. So
now, I would say that I would love to see Julio in this home run derby. However, I would like to not see Julio in this home run derby. And here's why. I would love to see him not play in it because I need him to focus. Yeah. I need him to stop swinging. Here's the Julio pitching method. Slider outside, fastball inside, strikeout. John. I need to not see that. I need him to focus on how to get outside of that. However, if I'm Major League Baseball, put Julio Rodriguez in the home run derby. Without a doubt. Put him with Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt. Put him with the kids. Like, he was an amazing display last year. Julio and Adley Rutschman were the two best players in the home run derby last year. Who won? Don't know. Don't care. Because I will remember Adley from the left side, and I'll remember Julio in one round. Put him in. Put him in. And honestly, he's been so challenging this year as a hitter that who cares if he regresses, because he can't regress more than he already has.
And he hasn't had a hit in ever.
In ever, Jerry. In ever.
That's actually a good point. No, he really
why not?
Hey, play worse.
Hey, baseball. Pump baseball. And Julio and Bobby and Gunner, pump them.
He is that young, exciting pump talent that's perfect
pump
for this kind of event.
Pump him up.
That's all I got for you guys.
All right, that is Fair Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
on.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.